Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Welcome, welcome. Happy holidays. It is smack dab in the middle of Christmas and New Year's if you're listening to this podcast within a couple of days of it coming out. And that means that all of us are kind of discombobulated and no one really knows what day it is, what hour is, or what we're supposed to be doing with our lives in that week between Christmas and New Year's. So I figured that I would throw you guys a bonus episode of just me, and we're going to be talking about reflections on 2018 for me and for the podcast and for the blog, mostly the podcast. And then I'm planning on releasing a best of 2018 posts on the blog on Monday, so a couple of days from when this episode comes out. So let's talk about 2018, because in the general world, it seemed like a pretty shitty year. And I think that kind of trickled into everyone's psyche, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the more positive things, because let's be honest, we don't need any more negative bullshit in the world. So let's just focus on the more positive things so that we can all not only just get through the day, but actually enjoy the days and thrive through the days, hopefully, which is hopefully what I helped teach you this year, or, you know, guide you towards this year on the podcast. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the year as a whole on the podcast, some of your favorite episodes, what my favorite episodes and topics and favorite guests were, and just do a little bit of a recap on the year. And then next week for the regular Wednesday episode, we're going to go through where the podcast is going next year, because you're going to be seeing a lot of the same things, but there are a couple of things that you're not going to be seeing next year that I focused on the podcast in this year. So I'm not going to spoil it for you. Haha, you have to wait until the new year, but look forward to that. And first off, we're going to start with a life recap slash podcast, blog, business, all of the things recap for me. So in 2018, it was a totally nutso year for me in both business and in life, as you can probably tell by the amount of times that I've talked about self-care and stress on the podcast, if we're being honest. But I have made in the past year some amazing friends and even more amazing memories, and hey, you guys survived. Okay, let's hope you honestly thrived during another year with me on the blog and on the brand spanking new podcast, which you're listening to right now. So yeah, I technically started it in 2017, but there were like two episodes, and one of those was an intro episode that was like 5 minutes. So let's say this is the first full calendar year that I was doing the podcast. So let's start off with a little recap. So first off, for me, the big professional stuff that I went through and I'm very, very thankful for. So not this past year, but in 2017, I finished my master's degree in clinical nutrition. So in 2018, I finally finished getting my clinical hours and I got my licensure as a certified nutrition specialist. So now I'm a CNS. Whoop, whoop. I ran 3 Whole30 groups and realized that Whole30 coaching is not for me anymore. So more on this in the upcoming podcast. And I came to a massive realization in the past couple of months about the new direction in my business in which I'll be going in this upcoming year and for hopefully many years to come. So again, not gonna spoil it all for you. You gotta wait until the upcoming podcast and to see in the next couple of months what's gonna be coming out. So I kept on coaching swimming, became a CrossFit coach. I started working a lot more with individual clients on nutrition for performance, for GI disorders, and lots more clients who wanted to just work on their relationship with food and their bodies. And as you guys can tell from the amount of podcasts that I've done on this topic, I love this stuff. Oh, and in addition to clients, I also did my first and second Olympic weightlifting meets, which was pretty epic and pretty fun. So hopefully going to be doing some of those in the new year. But okay, we're going to talk more about the podcast now. Thank you for listening to my rambling. And if you skipped through it, that's fine too, because sometimes I do that on other podcasts. So on the podcast, we talked about everything from nutrition science, nerdy stuff like inflammation, the lymphatic system, leaky gut, food sensitivity testing, GI disorders, to hormone imbalances and dysfunction, adrenal fatigue and cortisol resistance, healing with food, elimination diets, lots of stuff about the Whole 30 and food freedom, and lots of stuff about our relationship with food and our relationship with our bodies and mindset stuff, especially towards the end of the year. And I had, you guys, some amazing guests. Like some of them, when you start a podcast or when you start any blog or any content-driven thing, you love to have other people come in and contribute to your work. And so like on a podcast, you get to have conversations with these people that in no other shape or form would you be able to just like call them up on Skype and get to talk to them and have it recorded so you can literally listen to it forever. Like it is the coolest thing ever. And I have had some of the coolest guests that I never thought that I would ever have on my podcast or get the chance to talk to. And other people reach out to me and say they want me to be on their podcast to hear my story, which is just like, I mean, it's sounding cheesy here, like end of the year, gratefulness and whatever, but seriously, like I am so grateful that I finally, at the end of last year, decided to just, hey, let's take the plunge. I don't really know how to start a podcast, but I'm going to do it. Like this has opened so many opportunities and created so many friendships for me, both professionally and personally, and I'm just so grateful that you guys have been along for the ride. Anyways, at the beginning of this previous year, 2018, I set a goal to interview 20 people for the podcast. I knew I wanted to do 3 or 4 episodes a month, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to commit to weekly because I wanted to do something consistent. Wasn't really sure. So I set a goal to interview 20 people or have 20 interviews on the podcast, and I figured the rest of it would just be me talking about what I don't really know. But I actually ended up only doing 20 solo episodes and 34 interviews. So that was pretty cool. And through all of this, I would love to have your guys' feedback, like not only through iTunes reviews and stuff, which are great. Thank you very much. Please keep doing those because it helps spread the word. But I would love to hear, who would you like me to interview on the podcast next year? What topics do you want to hear more about? Do you want me to do more solo episodes? Do you want me to do more interviews? Like all of the things, I'm open-minded. Give me all of the ideas, I will make them happen. And I also got interviewed on a pretty sweet podcast too, which was really, really cool. So all in all, another amazing year of life. Next year, I have my last birthday ever when I turn 29 and then I never age again. So that's cool. And I am forever grateful to all of you for following along on the blog and the podcast. And I'm looking forward to another totally epic year with all of you and new great things to come. So now we're going to transition into what were your most popular, favorite, most downloaded episodes of the year. So the first one, the most downloaded episode on the podcast was the, I think it was episode 21. So kind of pretty early in. This was in either April or May. And it's macros versus Whole 30 versus intuitive eating, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So this is a great episode. Was very proud of myself for this one. It took me a long time to put it together. So behind the scenes of podcasts, when you're doing this yourself, I am the one who writes all of the notes, all of the editing, all of the images that you see, like every single thing involved with producing this podcast, this is yours truly right here. And this one took me, especially in the like nutrition science type episodes, I do write a lot of notes and a lot of bullet points to make sure I get all of the science names right and all of the points that I want to get in there. This one took me a lot of research, not only like nutrition science research, but anecdotal evidence and what I've seen from the community to really talk about what are the good, the bad, and the really not great things about macros and Whole 30 and intuitive eating. Like, who do they work really well for? Who should steer clear of them like the plague? And who can learn from doing each one of these? And if you wanted to transition, for example, from macros to doing intuitive eating or Whole 30 to doing more intuitive eating, I talked more tips and stuff about that too. So that was a great episode. That's episode 21 if you want to go back and listen to that. The second most popular episode was Whole 30 Myth versus Fact Edition. So I kind of did some ball busting in this episode, and I went through a lot of listener questions about people talking about, is the Whole 30 too restrictive? How do I actually get to food freedom from Whole 30? And there was, I did a lot of episodes on Whole 30 food freedom. More on that later. But I think people really liked this episode because there are a lot of common questions that you will hear in Whole 30 because so many people are doing it now without reading the program's rules, and they're just using it like a yes, no foods list and yo-yo dieting. And I talked a lot about this in that episode. So if you're a Whole 30 person, or even if you're not, that's a great one to listen to as well. And I'll link all of these in the show notes too. And you can either find those by, if you're listening to the podcast app on iTunes, or if you're listening on Stitcher or Spotify, if you just scroll down, the notes should be in your podcast app. Or if you go to my website and you look up the episode number, all of the show notes are there as well. The third most popular episode was my story of the Whole 30 CrossFit and eating disorders and overcoming adrenal fatigue. So this was a really special episode because my friend Christina Rice actually interviewed me for this episode on her podcast, and then she let me repost it, I guess, or re-podcast it on my show. And this was one of the first times, well, it was definitely the first time ever on a podcast that I ever opened up about having an eating disorder. And this whole year has been a really big journey of learning how to be more vulnerable for me. Thanks, Brené Brown. You're the best. If you haven't read Daring Greatly, you should do that. But so that was a really powerful episode for me because I definitely had a vulnerability hangover after that, and I was terrified when it came out. And then I listened to it and I was like, you know what? This might be really scary for me, but I know it's going to help a lot of people. So if you want to listen to that and learn more about me, that's where you got to go. Number four is the thyroid, leaky gut, and adrenals connection with Dr. Becky Campbell, who is the author of the 30-Day Thyroid Reset Plan. Dr. Becky is knowledge bombs galore. This woman knows so much. And this episode was so cool because I do get a lot of questions from you guys about thyroid stuff, hypothyroid, and Hashimoto's runs in my family. So that was a big thing for me. And it was really cool to talk about all of these topics that I had talked about separately on the podcast. So the thyroid and leaky gut and GI conditions and adrenals and hormonal imbalances, and how they're all actually connected. And if you have a disease state in any one of those things, that all the others are going to be affected as well. Number five most popular episode is anxiety and nutrition, stress versus general anxiety disorder, and coffee talk with my good friend Kate Brock. So this was Kate's first time ever being interviewed on a podcast. The sound is a little weird in that episode because I hadn't really figured out how to use my podcast mic after 31 episodes or whatever it was. But that was a really cool episode as well because Kate and I did an experiment in the spring where we went 60 days without any alcohol or any caffeine and any coffee for me, like not even decaf. And we talked about what our experiment was, like why we decided to do it, how it affected us, what we felt like when we were doing the challenge, whether we went through withdrawal, like how we minimized withdrawal symptoms, and then how we reintroduced things afterwards, and then how we'd been feeling since, because we recorded the episode a couple of weeks after, I believe, we ended our 60 days. So Kate's talking about her struggles with general anxiety disorder and how coffee impacts that. And then I'm just talking about being a stressed ball of a human being and how caffeine can affect that as well. Number six is possibly one of my favorite episodes that I've ever done is Stop Doing the Whole 30. And this was an episode that I was honestly terrified to release. As a Whole 30 coach and someone who had been a very vocal advocate for the Whole 30 community and doing the Whole 30 as a dietary reset and all this stuff, my opinions have changed on the Whole 30 since I recorded that podcast. However, I think the message of hearing that there are so many people that are doing the Whole 30 now just as another diet, basically, and they're using it as a, you can't say sugar-coated because there's no sugar on the Whole 30, but It's basically a like fluffed up way of dieting and of binge eating and of yo-yo dieting. And it's, in my opinion, it is for a lot of people reinforcing the cycle of yes, no foods list and falling off the wagon and getting back on the wagon and all of these things. So I'm not going to rant about it here because I could literally talk about it for hours, but go listen to the episode Stop Doing the Whole 30. I believe that's episode 27. I'll link it in the show notes. And I'm actually going to be talking about the Whole 30 in this coming week's episode, which will come out on January 2nd, I believe, since it is the new year and there are going to be a lot of people that are doing the Whole 30 in January. So I will share my thoughts on that then. And then the seventh episode, which is the most popular, is Making Peace with Your Body, Food, and Healing from Autoimmune Disease with Whitney Shook. And Whitney, this episode was one of those episodes where, and I'm going to talk about these guests and episodes next, where sometimes I interview people and afterwards I am like, one, holy shit, I never realized that I could connect with a person so fast over the course of an hour and a half of interviewing them. And two, like, oh my God, I am so lit up right now and am so passionate about this topic. And if anyone asked me about it right now, I could talk about this for 5 hours. Like, there are certain interviews where I cannot stop talking or I cannot stop listening to this person. And it really lights me up and makes me realize that I am in the exact right field and I am doing the exact thing that I'm supposed to be doing and being in your ears all the time, or whether it's helping my one-on-one clients, because this was one of the interviews that was like, yes, this is exactly what people need to be hearing. This is exactly what I want to be talking about. And honestly, I don't even want to say anything else, because if you haven't listened to episode 40 with Whitney, you need to go freaking do that right now. Pause this episode and then come back to this spot and you will see why it is the seventh most popular episode, or one of the most popular episodes. And Whitney is, spoiler alert, next I'm going to talk about my favorite guests to interview. Whitney is one of my absolute favorite guests that I interviewed this whole year out of 54 episodes. And obviously I'm not going to include interviewing myself because that doesn't count. And I liked interviewing other people a lot more than I like just talking and hearing the sound of my own voice. Okay, so I kind of spoiled the next part, but now I'm going to talk about who were my favorite guests to interview this year. And look, no shade to any of my guests. I honestly enjoyed interviewing every single person. Otherwise, I wouldn't have reached out to them, or I wouldn't have said yes when people asked me if they could be interviewed on my podcast, or their PR firm reached out and asked, which is a really other cool thing that started happening, is PR firms now reach out to me if they have a guest who has a book coming out or something like that who they think would be a good fit for you guys. And I want you to know that I don't say yes to everyone, because some people that have reached out and just like, I don't think that my audience would be interested in that. Or there's some people who don't match my message at all. You know, if they have a history of calorie counting or macro counting, or if I don't believe that they're going to talk about favorable things for your relationship with food or your body, or, you know, any of these things, like, I just say, I'm sorry, but, you know, either my editorial schedule is full, which it usually is, or I just don't think it's a good fit for the podcast. So wanted you to know I'm sticking up for you guys. But anyways, like I was saying before, there are certain guests where during the interview, I just completely lose track of time. Or I'll look at the time and be like, holy shit, has it been an hour and a half already? Like, no way. I'm going to have to split this into two episodes, which is the first person that I'm going to talk about. But sometimes, like, you know, when you just really connect with people, sometimes that happens and it like lights a fire under your butt and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to, you know, if it's a podcasting or business relationship, it's like, can I slot you in to interview like 20 more times this year? That would be great, because anything that you say, I want to hear. And there are certain people like that. So the first person that I'm going to talk about, and these people are in no particular order because I love them all, but the first person I interviewed 3 times on the podcast, this is Christina Hoyt Alvarez, and she is one of my great friends from grad school and from integrative nutrition as well. We both did those programs together. She was on episode 3, where we talked about diet culture, episode 15, where we talked about the truth of metabolic damage and survival or starvation mode, and then episode 16 of how to get out of metabolic damage and survival mode. And not only is Christina one of my really good friends, but you can look for big things coming from us in the upcoming year, because honestly, we used to have a business call every single Monday before she had a child. So, you know, no shade there. But she had her baby like 2 months ago, and so we haven't been very consistent with that, but we're trying, plus with the holidays. But every Monday, we used to have a call, and we're going to start it again in the future, where just for an hour, we would talk shop about business, about our clients, like, I need help with this. What do you think of this idea? Just bouncing business ideas off each other. And we came up with a really good idea that I think you guys are going to love. And we're going to be releasing it in the new year, not in January, but probably in February or March. And it is going to be so great. And we've said this multiple times on the phone, like, I wish that we had recorded every single one of our conversations, because I would have had podcast episodes for like the next 2 years set if I had recorded them. Because if you guys enjoy listening to this podcast, and I've been telling Christina this for a year, that she needs to start her own podcast because it would be so amazing. I will link her Instagram in the show notes because you guys need to follow her. She's the best. Okay, second person. I've already kind of talked about her a little bit since her episode was one of the top 7 of the year. But this is Whitney Shook of Rooted in Healing. And again, her episode was Making Peace with Your Body, Food, and Healing from Autoimmune Disease. And this episode, like, Whitney and I just connected on a whole nother level. And I feel like we have known each other for a really long time, even though we are literally only like Instagram friends and have spoken on podcasts for probably 2 hours, but some people you just connect with. And I already talked about her a lot, so go listen to that episode. Next person is actually local to the DC area. So this is cool because now we are friends in real life. This is Amy Flaschenberg-Leskowski, and I'm so sorry, Amy, if I pronounce your name wrong. But this episode was called Weight Versus Health and the Impact of Body Image Stress on Weight with Amy. And Amy's Instagram is Wilder Nutrition. And this was fantastic because not only did we get to record this episode in person, which means I get to hang out with people, which is great. But this was one of those episodes where I was like, God, like how did we already go an hour and a half? Like, my face is on fire. I feel like there's so many things that I want to keep saying and I don't want to stop talking. It was just one of those things where it was like, yes, yes, to, like, snaps for you, everything. Just, this is another episode you need to go listen to, episode 45 with Amy. Okay, next 3. Next up is Noelle Tarr from Coconuts and Kettlebells, who is one of the hosts of the Well-Fed Women podcast. So Noelle's episode is called The Shame Spiral and Why You Don't Have to Love Your Body. And this was one of those things where it was kind of a surreal moment because I have been listening to Noelle and Stephanie Rupert's podcast since it started, like since the first episode. This was when I was having like a resurgence of listening to podcasts, and I had quit my job because I was so, so sick and had to move back in with my parents, and I was like really sad about everything. And I was like, fine, I'm just gonna start listening to podcasts and start on my nutrition degree and all these things. And it was so cool to be able to interview one of the first people that I had ever listened to on a nutrition podcast. So that was surreal and also an amazing episode. And then I also got interviewed on Noelle's podcast, not once, but twice. The first episode is out already, and I will also link that in the show notes. And then the second episode about adrenal fatigue is coming out mid-January. Next one is Brianna DiOrio. Brianna and I are like soul sisters, or like sister from another mister. She's a Jersey girl. She is a huge nutrition nerd, like loves food and loves fitness and is a total stress ball. So we're basically like the same person. And her episode was called Why You Binge Around the Holidays and Inflammation 101. And that episode, the first half of it is like very nutrition science based. We're talking about the lymphatic system and what cells are involved in inflammation and why inflammation isn't bad for you and why inflammation is so necessary in exercise. And then we're talking about five reasons why you binge eat around the holidays and how to remedy those or figure out the root cause of them. So that is episode 50. And then last but not least is my very good friend Meg Dahl, and her episode is Overcoming Fear Foods and Learning to Love Your Body Through Food instead of Controlling Your Body Through Food. And honestly, like, do I even need to say anything else? That episode was so powerful. I had a lot of you reach out to me and just say thank you for having Meg on, because one, she's an amazing human being. She has her own podcast. She's actually had, this is her, I believe, second podcast. Correct me if I'm wrong, Meg. But her Instagram is MegTheRHN, and she's just such a sweetheart, the most genuinely nice human being who's always looking out for other people. And she has great body image and relationship with food content, and she's also super into essential oils, and she's teaching me some things about them, so that's been great. And those are my top, let's see, six guests this year. If you're wondering why I picked seven for the top seven most popular episodes by downloads for the year, it's because Harry Potter, duh, because seven is the most powerfully magical number. And so I needed to pick seven because it's also my favorite number. And Harry Potter is the best, and I'm a huge nerd, and you guys knew that. So that's it for this episode. Wow, I was expecting it to be a lot shorter, and it's almost 30 minutes now. So there's that. I hope you guys are enjoying your holidays. The last thing I have to say to you is that there's going to be a lot of bullshit floating around for the next few weeks on social media, in the news, and on podcasts. And how can we avoid the diet culture noise of New Year's resolutions where restrictive eating and overexercising are going to become the norm and even encouraged as a way to, quote, heavy air quotes, make up for the holidays? Which also, you know my feelings on that. I highly recommend that you do a social media detox and unfollow anyone who doesn't make you feel good about yourself or helps you fall into the comparison trap. And if you're thinking about making a New Year's resolution or a goal for 2019, how about less social media? And if you think that's a good idea, Meg Dahl and I are going to create a hashtag that is less media, more social 2019. I have not posted on it yet, but I plan to do that soon. So if you guys want to join in on the less social media challenge for 2019, do that. And then two favors for you guys to do / me to ask you for. One, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It is super helpful to help other people find the podcast, especially during this time of year when there's going to be so much BS floating around about diets and fitness and detoxes and just making people's relationship with food worse. So that would be amazing. Thank you. And then two, let me know, either DM me on Instagram, send me an email at hello@realfoodwithdana.com, and let me know what you would like to see more of on the podcast next year. So cheers to 2018. You are insane. Looking forward to 2019. So cheers to you guys. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes. And come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.